Luke chapter 2, if you have your Bibles, you can turn there. Luke chapter 2. And in verse 8 through 12, this is what we read. There were shepherds living out in the fields nearby Bethlehem, keeping watch over their flocks at night. Verse 9, an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy for all people. Today in the town of David, Bethlehem, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." It happened that there was a young man who sat in his car. It was cold and dreary, a cloudy December evening. Winds were strong out of the north. And tears slipped down the young man's cheeks, fell off his chin, and landed on a piece of paper that the young man gripped tight between his fingers. On that paper was a picture of the young man's father. What the young man was holding was a program he had received earlier that day at his father's funeral. Eventually, the young man pulled the car out of the parking lot and clicked on the radio. And the first thing he heard was joy. Joy to the world. The Lord has come. Meanwhile, across town, there was a middle-aged single woman who walked into her house. The house was dark and empty, an icy chill in the air. In her arms was a heavy box of personal items. Items that had been in her office at work for many years. The woman put the box on the dining room table, let out a heavy sigh, and began to weep. For she had unexpectedly lost her job that day. A job she had had for more than 20 years, a job she loved, a job she lost due to massive layoffs, budget cuts, as it were. Eventually, the woman opened her mail. And inside one envelope was a Christmas card from a friend. And on the cover it said, "Joy. Joy to the world, the Lord is come." And still finally, in another part of the town, an older man got a phone call. The older man stood in silence for a few minutes, listening to the person on the other line. And then the older man said a few words and hung up. Long moments came and went. Because with tears collecting in the old man's eyes, he was thinking hard about the fact that somehow he was going to have to tell his wife, who sat in the other room, that their 10-year-old granddaughter had been diagnosed with terminal cancer and would not make it to see next Christmas. At length, the old man passed through the living room to tell his wife the news, and as he did, he brushed against the Christmas tree and knocked an ornament off the tree. Reaching down, he picked it up. And glistening under the lights in glittery letters, the ornament said, "Joy. Joy to the world. The Lord has come." Everywhere we look, in every culture, in every community, and in every family, it seems we live in a land of deep darkness. A news like the ones we just heard, or news we see on the TV, a shooting on a university, college campus, or somewhere else. Seems we just live in a land of deep darkness, a land of disenchantment, of danger, depression, disappointment, division, a land of darkness, a land of death. And yet we're told, through song, through message and words, joy. Joy to the world. The Lord has come. And in hearing or seeing or reading these words, we rightfully might ask, where does anyone come off? Reading about, talking about, singing about, lighting candles about joy. Because it seems very hard to believe, an impossibility really, considering all the conditions and all the circumstances in every community and culture and family, that anyone could have joy. It seems quite better and more appropriate to become like Scrooge and declare, ah, bah, humbug. But listen, if that's where you are today, or if that's where you will be tomorrow, it's important you hear, truly hear, the message of the angel, which is the message from God himself. The angel was not talking about a kind of joy dependent upon our conditions or circumstances. The joy spoken of, the joy announced, is Christmas joy. A joy that transcends our conditions and circumstances. It exists and it arrives, you might even say because of or despite our conditions and circumstances. What the angel revealed to the shepherds is that this Christmas joy has everything to do with a person and the presence of that person with us. This Christmas joy, in other words, is Jesus himself, who is God himself with us, especially in the conditions and circumstances we find ourselves. As Jesus would later say in John 15, these things I have spoken to you so that my joy may be in you and so that your joy may be full. In other words, so that my joy may be your joy. So listen, we must know, we must hear, we must believe that the angel didn't declare, hey, I bring you good news of great joy. Behold, health to all people. Or, hey, I bring you good news of great joy. Behold, wealth to all people. Or, hey, I bring you good news of great joy. Behold, no more darkness or disenchantment or danger or depression or disappointment or division or darkness or death to all people. The angel declared Christmas joy, an eternal joy, not dependent on the day's news, not dependent on our conditions or circumstances, but a joy that transcends them and arrives despite them, a Christmas joy which has everything to do with a person and the presence of that person with us. The angel declared the message of God, behold, I bring you good news of great joy. Behold, Jesus, for you, unto you, to you is this child born. Meaning, yes, everywhere we look, in every culture and community, there's darkness, there's death, but behold, Jesus, for you. Jesus, who is God himself with us, who has come to save us from our sin and from our conditions and circumstances and from the effects of that sin in this world, its darkness and its death. Therefore, shepherds, therefore, humanity, behold joy in a feeding trough, in a manger. Jesus for you. This joy is Jesus, who is God himself with us. So listen, we may suffer this entire life. Nothing may go well for us. Everything may go very, very wrong for us. But one day, for those in Jesus who have this Christmas joy in them, for those in Jesus, in light of the presence of Jesus and the resurrection and ascension of Jesus, for those in Jesus, your grief, no matter what that grief is, it will turn suddenly to joy. For behold, a new day is coming. A second advent is near. Behold, Jesus is appearing soon. And your light and momentary troubles are achieving for you an eternal glory that far outweighs them all, in which your grief will turn to sudden and wonderful joy. As Jesus would go on to say in John 16, I tell you the truth, you will weep, you will mourn, specifically over what is going to happen to me. He's talking about his own suffering and death. But the world will rejoice. You will grieve, but your grief will suddenly turn to wonderful joy. You know, our worship ministry has done an excellent job in presenting the meaning of Christmas through song and word, don't you think? Let's give them a round of applause. They still have a finale to do, don't worry. But through their presentation, God has reminded us of the meaning behind the words Merry Christmas. Merry means to be cheerful or in good spirits. So when we hear or say Merry Christmas, what is being communicated is that the recipient would be full of cheer or rejoicing or joy at the presence of Christmas. You say, well, why do we wish others joy? Well, among many reasons, the most significant reason has to do with the birth of Jesus. When the angel announced joy for all people. The angel, in other words, in Luke 2, is proclaiming the very first Merry Christmas. And that Christmas joy has everything to do with a person and the presence of that person with us. This Christmas joy is Jesus himself, who is God himself with us. We were dwelling in the land of deep darkness, trapped in the darkness and death of sin. But behold, to us, the Savior has been born. Having come to save us and to one day take us into his house, where we shall dwell with him forever and ever, as David would say. And that is cause for great joy for all people, no matter our circumstances or conditions. Therefore, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to all. So before they do their finale, we are going to enter a different kind of invitation today. No formal invitation. But as Lisa plays for us, I'm just going to invite all of us to bow our heads across the room. And even during this time, we're going to take up an offering in just a few moments. I'm going to invite our ushers down even during this time. They can get themselves ready. But all across the room, spending time in prayer. Some of us are in hard conditions and circumstances. And if not us personally, we know somebody, and we know our culture, we know our world. And God is seeking to remind us of what this season is all about, of what life is all about, and it's all about that person in the manger who is God himself with us. So the Lord is calling us in this moment, just like the shepherds, to come to the manger and behold Jesus. Christmas joy, an eternal joy. To behold Christmas joy, no matter who, no matter what, that we might be full of his joy. So spend time just praying right now, you and the Lord, giving him thanks, coming to adore him during this time.